Title: Dark Mix Translation on Small Speakers from Scratch with Lev 12 Stock Packs Intermediate. Alright, today we're building a dark drum and bass mix from scratch in Ableton Lev 12 using only stock devices and stock packs, but with one non-negotiable goal: it has to translate on small speakers. Phone speaker. Laptop. Tiny Bluetooth box. Because a dark mix that only works on big monitors is not a finished mix, it's a private illusion. And the reason dark DNB can fall apart on small speakers is simple: small speakers don't reproduce sub, and they exaggerate the upper mids in an unflattering way. So if your darkness is basically just sub plus rolled off highs, your track will turn into hats and disappointment the moment it hits a phone. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a mini template: punchy rolling drums, a two-layer bass system with a clean mono sub and a mid-bass translator layer, plus a master / B translation rack so you can reality check your decisions every few minutes. Let's go step by step. First, session setup. Set your tempo somewhere between 172 and 176 BPM. Classic pocket. Now give yourself headroom. While mixing, keep your master peaks around -6 dBFS. Not because that's a magic number, but because you need room to make decisions without your master chain flattering everything. Now grab a reference track. Pick something dark in the lane you want: roller, jungle leaning, or a more modern Reese thing. Drop it onto an audio track. Term warp off. That matters, because you don't want lifetime stretching your reference and changing the transient feel. Then turn the reference down so it's roughly level matched to your mix. If the reference is louder, your brain will think it's better. That's just how we're built. Also, leave the master fader at 0 dB. No pre-limiting, no make it slap limiter yet. We want truth, not hype, at least for now. Now we build the secret weapon: a translation check rack on the master. Create an audio effect rack on the master and name it translation check. Make three chains. Chain 1 is full. This is your normal monitoring chain. You can put spectrum at the end if you want visual feedback, but don't process anything here. Chain 2 is mono mid check. Put utility on it. Set width to 0% so everything is mono. Turn bass mono on, and set it around 120 Hz. Then add EQ8 and high pass at 90 Hz with a steep slope, like 24 dB per octave. This basically removes sub the way small speakers do, and mono checks if you're losing power from phase and width tricks. Optional little stress test: a gentle tilt up around 1.5 to 3 kHz by a dB or 2. Not because you want it bright, but because you want to reveal harshness. Chain 3 is small speaker sim, and this one is brutal. EQ8 and high pass at 140 Hz, steep. Then add a small bump around 700 Hz, about plus 2 dB. Wide Q. Add a small dip around 250 Hz, minus 2 dB, a bit narrower. That combination mimics how small boxes get boxy and how they often lie about warmth. After the EQ, add a compressor with a gentle 2:1 ratio, attack around 10 milliseconds, release around 80 milliseconds, and aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. The point isn't to smash it, it's to simulate limited consumer playback dynamics. Your workflow from now on: mix mostly on full. Every 5 to 10 minutes, flip to mono mid and small speaker sim. Quick, frequent reality checks. If you flip to small speaker SIM and the track turns into kick and hats only, your mid-bass translator layer is missing, or your sidechain is eating it. Cool. Now drums. For sounds, use Lev's core library and any stock packs you've got installed, like Drum Essentials or Breakbeats. We are aiming for a tight kick, a loud consistent snare, controlled hats, and a break layer for grit and movement. Let's do kick first. On the kick track, at EQ8, high pass at 25 to 30 Hz to clean rumble you don't need. If it's boxy, dip 250 to 400 Hz by 2 to 4 dB. If you want phone translation, add a tiny presence bump around 2 to 4 kHz, like 1 to 2 dB, just enough click to define the transient without turning it into a rock kick. Then add saturator. Use soft sign or analog clip. Drive it 2 to 5 dB. And very important, compensate the output so that when you bypass it, the kick is about the same loudness. We're not doing loudness tricks, we're adding harmonics and density. Then add a compressor, ratio 4 to 1. Attack 15 to 30 milliseconds so the transient pops through. Release 60 to 120 milliseconds, and aim for about 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction. The kick should feel controlled, not smaller. Now the snare. In DNB, the snare is your lighthouse. On small speakers, the snare is often what tells the listener this drop is real, so we treat it like an anchor. On the snare track, EQ8 first. High pass around 90 to 120 Hz. If it's thin, at a bit of body around 180 to 220 HC, 1 to 3 dB. For crack, at 2 to 4 dB around 2 to 3.5 kHC. If it gets harsh, dip 6 to 9 kHC by 1 to 3 dB. Then add roar for dark aggression without fizzy top. Start with a warm or crunch style. Use low to moderate drive. The goal is vibe and density. If it starts spitting fizz, use roar's tone or filtering to roll a bit of top. Then for transient shaping the stock way, add drum bus. Drive 2 to 6. Crunch low, 0 to 10%. Transients plus 5 up to plus 20 if you need more snap. Keep boom off or very subtle, because D-den B snares get tubby fast. Now a break layer. Grab an A-minish loop or any tight roller break from stock packs. Put it on its own track, a Q8, high pass 120 to 180 HC so it doesn't fight your kick and sub. If it clashes with snare crack, dip 3 to 5 kHC a bit. Then glue compressor. Attack 3 milliseconds. Release on auto, ratio 2 to 1, and only 1 to 3 dB of reduction. The break should move. If it stops moving, you went too far. Then a tiny bit of dark room with hybrid reverb, room algorithm or convolution room. Decay 0.3 to 0.6 seconds. High cut 5 to 8 kHC. Mix 5 to 12%. Subtle. This is just to give it space and shadow. Now group all drum tracks into a drum bus group. On the group, EQ8 first. Gently shove down around 10 kHC by 1 to 2 dB to keep the vibe dark and avoid hiss. If the drums disappear on phones, do a tiny presence bump around 1.5 to 2.5 kHC, like half a dB to 1.5 dB. Tiny moves. Then glue compressor on the drum bus. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack 10 milliseconds, release auto. Just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. This is glue, not punishment. Then drum bus. Drive 2 to 5. Crunch 5 to 15%. Adjust damp to keep the top controlled. The drum bus should feel tighter and a bit more forward, but you should still feel bounce. If it turns into a flat rectangle, pull it back. Checkpoint. Flip to small speaker sim. You should clearly hear the kick pulse. The snare should be the loudest transient, and the break should give movement without stealing the spotlight. If your hats feel like the main event, they're too bright or too loud. Now bass. This is the core of small speaker translation. We're building a two-layer bass system, sub and mid bass. Group them into a bass bus. On the SUB track, load Waveatable. Start with a sine wave or triangle if you want slightly more harmonic content. One voice. Glide optional if you want those classic slides, but don't make it a gimmick. SUB processing. EQ8, high pass 20 to 25 HC to remove subsonic junk. If your patch leaks mids, low pass around 80 to 100 HC. Then a compressor for sidechain from the kick. Sidechain input. Kick. Ratio 4 to 1. Attack very fast, like 0.5 to 3 milliseconds. Release 80 to 140 milliseconds. At around 174 BPM, about 100 milliseconds often feels right, but you'll adjust to the groove. Aim for 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction depending on kick length and how busy the bass line is. Then utility. Width 0%. Bass mono on, around 120 HC. This is discipline. The sub is not where you'd use stereo magic. Now the MID bass track. This is the phone translator. Use Waveatable with a richer wave, like saw or square, or use operator with some FM for byte. The exact patch doesn't matter as much as the harmonic strategy. Start with EQ8 and high pass at 90 to 120 HC. This is crucial. You're making space for the sub and preventing low-end phase mess. Then roar as your main harmonic generator. Drive to taste. You can start around 10 to 25% depending on the mode. Use roar's filter to keep it dark. Dark does not mean dull, it means controlled. Then add saturator. Drive 2 to 6 dB. Turn soft clip on. This tightens harmonics and keeps peaks in check. Then post distortion EQ8. This is where you stop the mid bass from turning into a nasal, scratchy mess. If it honks, dip around 2.5 to 4.5 kHC. If it's fizzy, shelf down 8 to 12 kHC by 2 to 6 dB. And if it vanishes on phones, add a gentle bump in the 200 to 400 HC zone. Not a mountain. Just enough that when the sub disappears, the bass line rhythm still speaks. Then a light sidechain compressor from the kick. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack 5 to 15 milliseconds so you don't erase the initial character. Release 80 to 140 milliseconds, 1 to 3 dB of reduction. Now do the real checkpoint. Flip to small speaker sim. With that 140 HE high pass, you should still be able to follow the bass line rhythm and note movement. You should be able to tap it. If you can't, You need more harmonics, or you need to shift the energy slightly higher, usually into that 180 to 400 Hz range. Or your side chain is too deep. Quick coaching moment on side chain timing. Match groove, not maximum duck. Loop one bar, toggle the side chain off and on. If the groove gets slightly smaller but clearer, you're in the right zone. If it gets smaller and less clear, your ducking is eating your translator layer. Often the fix is to shorten the release on the mid-bass sidechain so it recovers sooner than the sub. Now let's keep the mix dark without losing intelligibility. The classic mistake is throwing a low pass on the master and calling it moody. That kills snare crack and groove definition, especially on small speakers. Instead, think bright in small areas, dark overall. Let the snare crack live around 2 to 4 kHz. Let important edges, like a respite or a vocal chop articulation, exist in a controlled way around 3 to 6 kHz. Reduce wideband hiss in the 8 to 12 kHz zone, especially on hats and breaks, with gentle shelves. And treat 200 to 500 hz like a budget. Only two things get to be forward there at once. A common pairing is snare body plus mid-bass. Everything else pays rent by getting trimmed. For hats and shakers, high-pass them aggressively like 300 to 600 hz. If they're too shiny, gently shelf down around 10 to 12 kHz. For pads and Atmos, high pass 150 to 250 hz and low pass 8 to 12 kHz to keep space dark and avoid clutter. Now create a reverb send return track. Put hybrid reverb on it. Convolution room or plate. Decay around 0.8 to 1.6 seconds. Usually shorter works better in DNB. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds. High cut 4 to 7 kHz so the reverb is dark. Low cut 200 to 400 hz so it doesn't muddy the drop. Send a touch of snare, a touch of breaks, more Atmos. Keep kick and sub mostly dry. Now, mix bass sanity. While mixing, keep it minimal. If you want, add EQ 8 and a gentle high pass at 20 hz. Optional glue compressor. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack 30 milliseconds. Release auto and 0 to 1 dB of reduction. Barely kissing. And a limiter only as a safety while sketching. Ceiling minus 1 dB. And keep it under 2 dB of gain reduction most of the time. If you mix into heavy limiting, your translation rack will lie to you, because everything will sound present in a fake way. Let's add some DNB specific arrangement moves that help translation. Small speakers don't deliver sub drops, so structure has to sell impact. This audio version is shortened for playback.